This is Morning Edition on NHPR. It's been almost a year since Governor Chris Sununu announced the nationwide launch of what he calls his Recovery-Friendly Workplace Initiative. It's aimed at training business leaders to support employees who are struggling with addiction rather than kicking those employees out the door. But as NHPR's Brita Green reports, a year in, the effort is just beginning to ramp up.
This program, it's a favorite of Governor Sununu's.
And the Recovery-Friendly Workplace, I want to brag about it a little bit.
This is him speaking at his inaugural address earlier this year.
I'm governor. I get to brag every once in a while. It's working. It's exciting.
Here's the gist. Businesses pledge to support employees with addiction. And in exchange, they get recognized by the governor's office and access to advising and training on alcohol and drug use.
And we crossed our 40,000th employee. 40,000 employees now work in a business that proudly calls themselves Recovery-Friendly.
40,000 employees. Let's look at that number a little closer. The figure represents the 60 or so workplaces on the recovery-friendly rolls as of late January. But according to the initiative's program director, not all of those workplaces have gone through training or made any policy changes. At the bare minimum, some have just sent a letter expressing interest in the program. Plus, about a quarter of these organizations are themselves substance use disorder treatment or recovery centers. So supporting people with addiction is not a shift in thinking. Others include the state of New Hampshire and the city of Manchester. The truth is, this whole effort is, in many ways, still just getting off the ground.
Hello.
Today, public health worker Annika Stanley-Smith is on her way up to the offices of Tufts Health Freedom Plan, a health insurance company in Concord.
All right, so is this everybody?
Lately, she's been one of the foot soldiers of this recovery-friendly workplace initiative. She gathers the company's employees in a conference room. It's a small group. They all fit around the table.
So this long sheet here.
She hands out folders with information on the program and goes over a checklist that's inside.
And this is the to-do list. If you choose to be a recovery-friendly organization, these are the things that must be to done.
Here's what's on the list. Submit a letter of interest. They've done that. Have an orientation. That's this meeting today. And declare in some communication to employees that you're a recovery-friendly organization, meaning people struggling with addiction should feel comfortable coming forward for help. The company's president, Jerry Vaughn, has been sitting at the head of the table, listening intently. She cuts in, surprised they won't be expected to do more to get their certification and join the governor's list of recovery-friendly workplaces.
Can I ask you a question on that? This to me is so intuitive, right? That I actually thought the lift in this would be a lot bigger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought we were going to go, I don't know what I thought for training.
Stanley Smith, the trainer, nods along. Okay.
I think so, because very specifically when the governor set out to do this, he wanted this to be a lift that any business could do, whether you are mm-hmm. a two-person business mm-hmm. or whether you are a 1,000-person business.
Now, there are a couple more requirements if the company wants to stay certified more than a year, things like connecting with a local recovery organization and education for employees around substance misuse. But it's not a huge commitment, especially not financially. I questioned whether it was actually enough then to make a difference on an issue as challenging as addiction. Casey Leach, the firm's marketing manager, says she thinks it is.
Certainly. We don't know if anyone here is in recovery. No one's volunteered that information. But I think that maybe doing this, if there were, that they would feel comfortable to say something.
She's pointing to a common stigma, people feeling like addiction is a moral failing or can't be treated like any other disease. And that's been one of the biggest hurdles in getting business leaders involved more broadly in helping people with substance use disorders, says Cameron Ford, who runs a treatment center in Lebanon called Headrest.
A manufacturing company may say, why would I do this? I don't want people who are, you know, using on my job, when in fact they probably already are.
He's been working hard to develop relationships with local businesses to connect people coming out of his treatment programs with jobs.
And some folks are pretty adamant, you know, they don't want anything to do with it. Other folks are like, you know, my gosh, you know, we've been looking for this kind of help. What can you offer?
Drug and alcohol use causes lower worker productivity and higher turnover. And these things are especially challenging for businesses right now when the labor market is so tight. And Ford agrees that what may seem like a small change in awareness can make a big difference. Still, there's a lot of work that's yet to be done. I spoke with Shannon Brisaw, who was recently named the Recovery-Friendly Workplaces Program Director about a month ago.
I am really confident in the work that we've done over the last few weeks, and I'm really confident in our plan moving forward.
She acknowledged it's taken a while to get key staff in place, not just her, but the recovery-friendly advisors who will serve as consultants essentially to businesses. They're just getting started, plus a big chunk of money, almost $1 million set aside last year for local nonprofits to run trainings for employers, hasn't yet gone out.
I think that with initiatives like this, and I've been involved in a lot of initiatives like this, it does take time to put the programs together. It takes time to do things the right way.
Last March, in a crowded press conference at the State House, Sununu said his program was going nationwide, pointing to Rhode Island as having already signed on. In Rhode Island, though, the effort will take a different form. For now, according to their governor's office, they're working on a website that'll have information on addiction for businesses, and even that isn't yet live. It's unclear how much other national traction there is. I spoke with Governor Sununu's advisor on addiction, Dave Mara, who's been running the program here. He says he's had calls with a number of states, Ohio, Washington, Oregon, Maine, but none have formally adopted the recovery-friendly program. For NHPR News, I'm Brita Green.
Tomorrow, we'll hear about another effort to help those dealing with addiction re-enter society as NHPR's Sarah Gibson takes us inside one of the state's drug courts. This recording is part of NHPR's Crossroad Project, examining the impact of addiction on New Hampshire. You can always learn more at our website, nhpr.org.